Banff. Parks Canada is hoping to light up a prescribed fire near the Banff townsite this week. Weather permitting, the federal agency plans to carry out a small, 150-hectare prescribed fire in Compound Meadows, adjacent to the town of Banff and Trans-Canada Highway. Operation started Wednesday, May 3, with structural protection and blacklining around the wildlife fence, with the main ignition set for either Thursday, May 4, or Friday, May 5. Wildfire officials say the fire will reduce the amount of pine and spruce trees within these meadows, stimulate aspen and grass growth, and restore wildlife habitat in an important wildlife corridor. It will also help to decrease the wildfire hazard to the town of Banff, said Alexandria Jones, fire communications officer for Banff National Park, in an email notification. Last spring, Parks Canada successfully burned 125 out of 300 hectares within the Compound Meadows prescribed fire unit. While the goal is to ensure the best possible smoke dispersal, Jones said unpredicted weather changes can increase and redirect smoke from these fires. Smoke may be highly visible from the town of Banff and Trans-Canada Highway at the height of operations, she said. Smoke may also be visible from the town of Canmore. Jones said people with respiratory problems may be affected by smoke from this fire and should consult their physician as required. Keeping doors and windows closed will maintain better indoor air quality, she said. In the Calgary Forest Area, the average wildfire danger is now high. The Calgary Forest Area includes Kananaskis Country and portions of the Bow Valley outside of Banff National Park. Anastasia Drummond, a wildfire information officer, said the past several days of warm weather has accelerated the snowmelt, and there are many more areas of exposed, dead vegetation. These exposed areas can ignite very easily and wildfires in these conditions can grow very quickly and be extremely volatile. We are anticipating high temperatures, with no precipitation forecast in the short term. She wrote in a media release. The wildfire danger will continue to increase until substantial moisture is received or until green-up occurs. This also means a fire advisory is now in effect for the Calgary Forest Area. Under the advisory, existing fire permits are suspended, no new permits will be issued, and permits will not be issued for fireworks and/or exploding targets. The fire advisory will remain in effect until conditions improve. Drummond reminded people to never leave a campfire unattended. Soak it, stir it and soak it again until cool to the touch to ensure it is extinguished, she said.